this is Julie Dolan.
This is Liz Dolan.
This is Sheila Dolan.
This is Monica Dolan.
This is Leanne Dolan.
You are listening to the Satellite Sisters.
The Satellite Sisters.
To the Satellite Sisters podcast.
Not every conversation will change your life, but any conversation.
Any conversation.
Can.
But any
can.
Conversation can.
I'm not gonna write you a love song.
For listening to the Satellite Sisters to Go. I'm Leanne here with Sheila and Monica. Of course, we'd like to thank VTech Cordless Phones. They support Satellite Sisters to Go, so we encourage you to support them. A little bit later on, we're going to tell you about the great contest that they are sponsoring. So if you haven't heard the details on spending the night with Jack Johnson in Seattle, ooh, well, you are going to want to stay tuned. And coming up later on in the show, all right, the lab rats are here. Monica, what are the rats testing?
We're testing foot creams.
What is a foot cream? A
little bit indulgent. Special lotions and potions for your feet.
Oh, all right. So they're not medical in any way?
No.
Well,
I consider it medical, Leanne. This is Sheila, because my feet are in such bad shape that, you know, at times this is first aid for my feet. So we'll get to that later, Leanne.
All right. Also, listen up today. Monica, who are you going to profile?
We're going to hear the new Welsh singer, Duffy.
I would
She's
like to
all
hear.
The rage. I think you're going to be hearing a lot of Duffy this summer. So we're going to listen to her today.
I've been reading a lot about Duffy, so I can't wait to hear the cuts that you've picked. And then Sheila, whoo, after all that hard work, the foot creams, the music, we have the cozy couch.
We need to relax. And Leanne, did you know that you can make a new friend with just the right glance? That's right.
Just afraid of the kind of friends I would make.
And I know you want to make new friends all the time, Leanne. So we're going to help you with that later on.
All right, super. All right, but first, Sheila, I understand you've sustained a personal injury that you're going to tell us about.
Yes, I did. All right, here's the thing. It all started when I decided to cook chicken, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Now, you know, this is a big deal for me to cook. And the Cozy Cottage, the kitchen in the Cozy Cottage was state-of-the-art in 1940. Now, it has not been updated, and you know my cooking situation. So I have two very excellent French pans. I have a saucepan with a lid, and I have a frying pan without a lid. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Are they really French?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are French.
And Le Creuset?
Yeah, something like that.
La cuisine?
And what I do normally, and I know this sounds weird, is I cook my fish in the saucepan with the lid because I can't let any fish smells go out into the Cozy Cottage because they're trapped there for several weeks because the room is so small and there's no ventilation.
And they're absorbed directly into the cozy couch.
And in my clothes, in the cozy closet. I mean, the vapors just waft through and go around the corner to the nook. So anyway, actually, when I cook fish, I start cooking it, and then I have to go out into the grotto to flip it because the steam, and come back in.
Finish. You won't even open the lid?
No. And then I finish cooking it, and then I have to go out into the grotto to eat it. I eat it right out of the pan. That sounds really gross.
That sounds sad and pathetic.
So, okay, I was making my chicken. Now, Leanne, you've tasted my chicken. It's not bad, right?
Right.
I use Pam from Woman's World magazine, mm-hmm, which I enjoy. And then I have a Mrs. Dash thing, and I do a whole frying thing, and I have organic chicken, and it's really not bad. You know,
is it a chicken mélange?
It's a chicken, those, I think you call them the backs, the four little pieces. They're like, you can pack them
chicken
in your
tenders.
Lunch. Tenders. Mine are not. No, these chickens did not end up tender, believe me. All right.
Nuggets?
So, no, they're backs. I don't know, legs.
Thighs?
Thighs and backs.
Okay.
I forgot.
Because, you know, a chicken back does not sound delicious.
I forgot what part of the chicken it was. It was the thigh.
You knew it wasn't the chicken breast.
It's packable. Anyway, so, all right, so I'm cooking my chicken.
Packable.
Then, you know, and then my girlfriend calls, you know, talking to her on my new VTech phone.
Right.
Cordless phone. Love it. I'm walking all over the apartment, which isn't a lot, but I was just traveling. Now, because I don't have a lid for the frying pan, I use what Mom used to use sometimes, a plate, like right on top.
Uh-huh.
But she was an experienced cook. That's why if she had like four things burning at once, she could just plop a plate on there and she'd be fine. Well, I was not fine. Now, I was multitasking. I admit it. I was on the VTech cordless phone with my girlfriend. We were laughing about, we were having a heated conversation about Scarlett Johansson's engagement to Ryan Reynolds. And meanwhile.
And her new album.
Right. And the chicken's heating up. And I go over to flip the plate. and slipped out of my hand, and then whammo, it ricocheted off the tile backsplash, which is not a lot of tile. It's about six tiles, but boom, the plate went boom, boom, ah, down. It's crashing on the floor, and as it's crashing, it's splitting into pieces. And I'm quickly trying to juggle everything, and as I'm doing that, a piece of plate goes right into my leg. God.
No.
And I am just, you know, so then what I do is I turn off the chicken, and I look at my leg quickly.
Do you hang up the phone? At any Are you still discussing Scarlett Johansson?
And okay, so I'm looking. If there's not a lot of blood, it looks like maybe it's a scrape. It's a surface wound. I'm not sure. It's about an inch long. But it looks bad. It looks very, very bad. And all I have in the bathroom are some old Walgreens, Band-Aids, which are about, you know, they're little ones for kids. They're kids' Band-Aids. And I need a lot more. So I just drop everything. I run to Vons. I get the tape and the cotton balls and the hydrogen peroxide. I have the Neosporin. And I start doing that. For 2 days, I'm watching it thinking, maybe I should have gone to the hospital. I'm not sure. Anyway, the chicken, by the way, it's in the fridge. It's packable. Anyway, so after 2 days, I show my friends. We're out to breakfast. I said, do you think this looks bad? They said, I think you should go to the doctor and have that checked out.
Oh, well, that's all you need. Saying that to Sheila is like saying you've won the lottery.
All right, so I run to my urgent care that I've
been to
many
times. That's why she has those friends.
And by the way, I did not want to go to my real doctor because I didn't want to embarrass her with a cut. I mean, I respect her so much. I didn't want to diminish my respect for her by going in there with a leg cut. I mean,
you went to urgent care for a cut?
Yes.
That you had already bandaged?
Yes, but my urgent care was closed. And I'm running around thinking, where am I going to go? So I went to the other urgent care in my neighborhood next to Drugtown. Now, I thought I had been there before, but in the records they said, no, you've only been to the other urgent care. I said, that urgent care is closed. I need urgent care. My leg is cut, and I need to see if it's...
2 days ago, I got my leg.
Okay, so the doctor, she's not state-of-the-art doctor. She comes in chewing candy. I mean, whatever. She looks at my leg. She says, doesn't look that bad. Let's see. I go, doesn't look that bad. Could you just do something with it? She said, yeah, we'll bandage it. All right. You know, so I think, okay, it's not infected. They're going to dress it. So basically, and I'm showing Leanne right now, I'm lifting up my leg. This is what I'm dealing with.
My God.
It looks worse.
You look like a Civil War soldier.
I look like Cold Mountain, basically, hobbling home from the chicken farm. Well, I'm not going to show you the cut because it's
Please
not attractive.
Don't.
But this is just the dressing, which I'm going to remove today, and then I'm going to air it out. I am going to have a scar. So if you have any tips about, you know, scar prevention, I mean, it's too late now to get stitches. That's the thing.
Ooh, you have stitched it? Did the doctor say you should have gotten stitches?
She said you would have gotten one or two stitches.
Yeah.
Those were all the words Sheila needed to hear. And now she's going to be fixated on that scar for the rest of her life.
But I wasn't going to go to the emergency room in the middle of cooking the chicken. You know, I didn't know. I was scared. I mean, I thought I could deal with this myself. I administer a lot of self-care, as you know. So, Leon, that's it. I mean, you know.
No, I'm just looking. I have a scar, actually,
but didn't
on my
it,
hand.
That's
didn't
nothing,
it,
Leon.
I know, but that's eventually, after 20 years, that's what your scar will look like.
Thank you.
It was the same thing. I cut my hand. You know, I worked at a deli, and I cut my hand on a meat slicer.
Ugh.
But then I had concert tickets.
Well, I had a party to go to the next night.
Yeah, I had tickets to see the Neville Brothers, I was trying to decide.
And
you know?
FYI, cute update, I was supposed to wear a short dress. And fishnet stockings.
Not with that bad boy.
Guess what I ended up wearing? Your black sheath that you gave me a couple years ago. That did the trick.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
That covered up the Civil War bandage.
Okay, so what I love is the fact that, like, when the doctor said, it's fine, you actually just believed your friends who had said, oh, my God, something's wrong.
Yes, Leah.
Her medical diagnosis meant nothing to you.
Oh.
That's why we love you, Sheila. All right, well, good luck. So, again, good thing, though, with the Gracies, do you think it's going to affect your walking across the stage?
It's a long dress.
It's a good thing you get a long dress this year.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's all part of the experience of being me. Monica, I told you I would tell you about it, and I didn't want to show you via high chat.
Video chat.
Video chat.
I thought you told me you cut it with a knife.
No, it was a plate. Oh. One of the only plates. I only have two plates. I mean, this is my other plate.
So you can no longer have the lavish dinner parties that you usually have.
I know, with those elegant chicken
thighs. The cooking there.
Oh, yeah. Be careful. Be careful of the chicken. All right. We promised we would tell you a little bit about the VTech Satellite Sisters Weekend Getaway Contest, and now we are going to. This is your chance to win a great trip for you and your satellite sisters, courtesy of VTech cordless phones. Here's the deal. All you have to do is go to satellitesisters.com. You'll see the big graphic that'll say, click here to enter the VTech Satellite Sisters Weekend Giveaway. That's what you want to do. You have to put in some contact information, and you have to tell us who is your satellite sister. Sister, who is the person that you call when the best thing in your life happens or when your leg gets gashed by a hot flying plate?
Which I did. I called one of my satellite sisters. She said, how deep is it? I said, I don't know. I don't want to look at it.
You know, we're done talking about you. We're talking about the VTech contest. And the reason you're going to want to do this every day is because the prize is so fantastic. Okay, Monica, this is what you can win. First of all, you win two great VTech phones with that decked technology that you like.
Oh, my gosh. The sound quality is just exceptional. I mean, compared to my old phone, which was such a clunker, I am so happy with that new VTech decked phone.
All right, so you can win two phones because you and your satellite sister are going to have a lot to talk about as you plan for your weekend trip in August to Seattle.
It's a perfect time of year to go to Seattle. It is just gorgeous in August.
Two round-trip airfares to Seattle. We're going to put you up at the W Hotel in downtown Seattle.
I love W Hotels.
Oh, you're going to have dinner at the Metropolitan Grill. You're going to have airport transportation and transportation to the concert, which is at the Gorge Amphitheater. And you were going to get to see Jack Johnson in concert.
Oh, he is so cute and so talented. We love him.
I know. So this is a fantastic contest. Go to satellitesisters.com. You have till the end of June to enter. All the rules are at satellitesisters.com. You can enter once a day from each email address. You and your satellite sisters can work in tandem, you know, make a pact. Okay, I'll say it's you and you say it's me, and we can enter once a day. It's a random drawing. So go to satellitesisters.com for all the information about this great weekend getaway. Brought to you by VTech. All right, stay with us. Lots more coming up, including Listen Up. Monica has a great new artist you're going to want to listen to. The Lab Rats and Cozy Couch. If Sheila recovers, stay with us.
Tech.
Hi, this is Julie. Lee and Liz, I have to tell you about a moment that I had in my married life. My husband, you know, had this ill-conceived idea that when we moved to Dallas, we didn't need a home phone. Oh, he was convinced that we could operate with just two cell phones. I knew this wasn't really a good idea, but I said, like, okay, I'll give it a try.
Right.
So I called the utility company, and guess what? When you're signing up for utilities, they want to know your home phone number. But I had to tell them that I don't have a home phone number because my husband is trying to forge this new technology trend. Then I called the water company. Same thing. They wanted to know the home phone number. And I told the woman I didn't have a home phone number. And she said she felt sorry for me.
Everyone needs a home phone.
I wanted a home phone number. But so here's the thing, Liz and Leon. What I did is when we were setting up our security system, thank goodness, you need a home phone number. Police, fire, they want your home phone number. That was the day that I got my VTech cordless phone.
Okay.
And I didn't want to rub it in with my husband because,
wanted to rub it in a little bit.
A little bit. But he was trying, again, to forge this new technology trend. So what I decide to do, just from time to time, to prove that I'm right, I like to call him on my VTech cordless phone, which actually has excellent sound, and I call him on his cell phone. So that way I know when he opens his cell phone to look to see who called, it says home.
The ultimate, I told you so, a home phone.
It's a beautiful moment, Leon.
It's interesting to me that after all these years of marriage, Julie, something as simple as that makes you so happy.
I love my husband, and I love my VTech cordless phone.
VTech cordless phones, designed to fit your home and your life.
When I get to Warwick Avenue, that you don't love me.
Wow, you are listening to the Satellite Sisters to Go. Leanne, Sheila, and Monica here. And Monica, it's Listen Up. Who is that?
Do you like that, Leanne?
Yeah.
That's Duffy, her name. She's a new young Welsh soul singer. Her new debut CD is out. It's called Rock Fairy, and that was the single from it called Warwick Avenue. Don't you love it? It's like old-fashioned heartbreak. Love songs.
Well,
you don't love
smoky.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, it's smoky. It's Dusty Springfield kind of sound. I really like that, Monica.
Kind of reminds you of like a Motown, maybe Lulu, that Welsh singer.
Lulu. Let's bring, yes.
Yeah, bring Lulu back.
Yes, we loved her.
She's young. I mean, Duffy's only 23, and I think you're going to hear a lot of her this summer. It's very sort of smooth, jazzy music, but I like it because her voice is kind of raw.
Yes.
And mine is kind of raw. And I also like it because Duffy sometimes sounds a little bit stuffed up. And I sound stuffed
oh,
up.
Oh, so you and Duffy have a lot in common.
Yes, we do. Well, she's been all the rage.
Except she's 23.
And gorgeous and a recording artist, and I am not.
Oh, God, if we could have just written one hit song like Mom used to tell us. God, can't you kids just write one hit song?
No, it's great. It's a great CD. It's called Rock Fairy, and she co-wrote all of the songs on it. She was actually the runner-up on sort of the Welsh version of American Idol last year.
Okay.
And it's a show called Wow Factor or Wah Factor. And so she came in second, but look where she is now. And so she's going to be touring in the U.S. this summer. The CD just came out. I thought we'd take a listen to my favorite song from the album. It's called Stepping Stone. It's a great sort of kiss-off song. I'm not going to be your stepping stone.
Ooh.
From blaming, and the less you give, the more I want, so foolishly, but I will never be a stepping stone. Take it all, leave me alone. I will never be a stepping stone. I'm standing upright on my own.
She sounds a little bit like Macy Gray. Is that just me? She has kind of a Macy Gray quality to her voice. No, Kia's shaking her head like, no, Leanne.
She's no Macy Gray
at all.
No, I think she has a pretty unique sound. I know people are trying to compare her or say she's the next Amy Winehouse just because she's kind of a white soul singer coming from the UK, but I just don't think that's a fair comparison.
Well, hopefully she won't go down the same path as Amy Winehouse is. I mean, that's a tough thing, seeing Amy Winehouse now these days. And I know she's talented. She's got a cool voice, too. But I like this Duffy. I like what she, you know, I like her style.
I do, too. She's just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I don't know if you've seen her on TV. She's been on a couple of the late night shows.
Yeah, she's really cute.
She's really, really cute. And I think very original sounding. So the CD is called Rock Fairy.
That's
and
for
the
Duffy.
Artist is Duffy. Yeah.
I saw it at Starbucks the other day. If you're interested in actually buying a CD, if that's still the thing that you do, purchase a CD, you can buy it at Starbucks. I almost picked it up. Now I will. I really like it a lot. Hey, can we just talk a little bit about Amy Winehouse, though?
Because
she's just taken a very dark turn, and I'm always so surprised when I hear, like, oh, they announced she was going to be singing the song to this new movie and that new movie. I'm like, who would take a risk on her right now?
Right. I mean, I look at pictures of her now. I'm still amazed that she's alive.
There have been some really disturbing pictures in the press lately of her.
Did you see her
on the beach?
Right. Mm. Yeah, I know. And the boyfriend, too.
I think he's actually her husband.
Oh, that's right. They're married
now. I think they're technically married.
And he's a known drug addict, you know, in all the reports. And they don't. You know what, they say it out loud that they're both using drugs all the time. She had this tiny, tiny stint in rehab, you know, before the Grammys, and that was it, and she totally relapsed. But it is scary. It is scary to see pictures of her. She's so young. She's so self-destructive. And she's on her way down with that guy, too.
Yeah, it just feels like it's going to end badly. I just hate to say that, but it just feels like it's going to end very badly. All right, let's move on to more positive sort of news and entertainment. All right, how excited are you? And perhaps you're not excited at all, Sheila, for the new Indiana Jones movie that opens tomorrow.
Leanne, Listen, I know a lot of people are getting, you know, riled up about that. My love affair with Harrison Ford, I went away about 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's not, it's Indiana Jones.
Okay,
he's
I know.
He's not Harrison
All right.
Ford, he's Indy.
So tell me, Leanne, how excited are you?
I can't stand it. I'm thinking, is it bad to take my kids out of school to go to the movies?
Yes, no. Leanne, come on.
Be the first
But
one.
It would be so much more fun with your kids.
Yeah.
Don't go to see the movie
I'm
alone.
Not going alone. Because, you know, my son Colin, I mean, we love the movies at our mm-hmm. house. We've watched them over and over again. In fact, last weekend, I was just cooking some meals to put in the freezer and watching Raiders of the Lost Ark, just coming yeah. in and out, just giving myself
cooking chicken?
A refresher.
chicken backs?
Unlike you, Leanne did not harm herself in the course of making that meal.
No plates were harmed in the making of my meal. But I did find myself at the grocery store the other day so excited I bought the Indiana Jones M&Ms.
Oh, you are crazed, Leanne.
I'm not that excited, but I'm excited for you, Leanne.
Okay. I can't wait. And then imagine how thrilled I was when I read about what's going to be on the CW's lineup in the fall.
Tell me about it, Leanne.
The return of Beverly Hills 90210, sister.
Leanne, I cannot believe that. Jenny Garth is coming back.
Jenny Garth.
And Tori Spelling.
But is it really going to be the same, Leanne, after
They're going to be
years?
Old.
I know. Jenny Garth's going to be the guidance counselor at Beverly Hills. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's great. I mean, I know that I was the last woman in America watching Beverly Hills 90210. Like, I felt like when it went off the air, it was me. They were doing the show just for me.
Well, you are a lot younger than us, and you know, 90210 is a little out of my, that's not my era, really. It's yours, Leanne.
Exactly.
We were in the Brady Bunch era.
Yeah, there you go.
I just like that Jenny is coming back. I think that's going to be fantastic.
You're a little bit like Jenny Garth. You remind me of Jenny.
Thanks, Sheila. Thanks a lot. All right, now here's another just vaguely entertainment related story. I mentioned, you know, Colin likes Indiana Jones.
Your son is just, he's when he goes into something, he really goes into something.
He's also really into Legos.
Okay.
So the two marry nicely because now Legos has come out with a whole bunch of Indiana Jones things.
Right.
For years, it was Star Wars, still very interested in that. He enjoys any fiction that's fantasy related. If there are, you know, squirrels running the planet, he loves serials about that. Squirrels taking on
there's
evil
a word,
bats.
There's a word for that, Leah.
What is it?
It's called geek.
Okay, I know, Sheila. And I try.
I mean, we used to call him a nerd,
yeah.
you know, because he was. He's a bookworm.
He's a bookworm.
He's always with the, you know, the smart kid in the class over
yeah.
in the corner creating, you know, worlds on paper and things like that.
I know.
Right?
Okay. So now
he's going to go far.
Well, he's going far in geekdom, Monica, because he's
Uh-oh.
Crossed the line. He got the new Legos magazine, you know, which is for Legos Club members.
Does he have a special jacket that he wears when he does Legos or a hat? Yeah.
He does like to costume himself.
I know, he
like
does.
When he watches the Indiana Jones movie, he puts on the Indiana Jones.
He themes it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
And when he watches Star Wars, he gets the lightsaber and puts on the black cape and stuff like that. So he definitely, we enjoy Robin Hood on the BBC. He likes to watch Robin Hood with a sword. Now that's his kind of thing. So he's reading the new Legos magazine. He absorbs it. When I tell him I pick him up at school, I say, hey, the new Lego magazine is here. He runs down the street like, oh, my gosh. Oh, they'll do it. And so he's reading it and reading it. I can't even get a snack in him because he's reading it. And then he comes up and he shows me the page. He's like, Mom, can we go to this?
What is
Uh-oh.
It?
Uh-oh.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Comic-Con. The comic book convention.
No. Yes.
I didn't even know he'd ever heard of it.
Oh, my gosh, Leanne. This is the beginning.
Oh his people are
going to
be there.
He is going to. Oh, you have to go.
Well, they had a full page in the Lego magazine of all the special things that Lego is going to be doing at Comic-Con.
Oh, you are all over that. When is it?
It's in July in San Diego. So we actually could go.
And it's doable.
He said, look, Mom, I can get my Lego magazine signed by one of artists. The artists, they have cartoons in the magazine. They have comic strips.
So geeky.
No.
All right.
I couldn't even mention it to my older son because I thought he is just going to be.
He's going
to
make fun of him.
Merciless.
Right.
So we'll just, maybe we'll secretly slip away and go
quietly to Comic-Con.
Together. That's it. It's the beginning of the end for me.
Oh, boy.
Comic-Con. All right. Coming up, the lab rats are here. You're testing foot creams.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Leon, it's time to hear
all
summer.
About that.
Your pedicures and your lotions, get them ready.
All right, but before we get to Lab Rats, Monica, we're going to hear one more cut from our Listen Up Artist of the Day, Duffy. Which one is this?
This is from the Rock Fairy CD, and this song is Mercy.
That's right, Sheila Dolan, here in Los Angeles. Monica, my fellow lab rat in Portland, Oregon. And you know, it's the time of the show when Monica and I road test consumer products for you and report back on our findings. Monica?
Sheila, Ashley in Kentucky, she's ready to pull out her flip-flops with the warmer weather here, and she wants us to recommend a great foot cream to help get her feet, what I call, sandal ready for summer.
Oh, yeah. Not me, Ashley. I'll be doing the covered toes, but I still like my feet to look good underneath.
I may pull out the flip-flops,
oh, good,
Ashley.
Oh, good, because you didn't have bunion surgery. Good.
Do we have to say bunion in every show?
I know, but I believe it's going to be mentioned frequently in this report because we're talking about our feet here.
Oh.
You know what? I loved this idea of testing foot creams because I find it a little bit indulgent. And I don't normally buy separate lotions and potions for separate parts of my body. I just have face and body cream. So I've never
Which
bought
is the same cream for Monica. Sorry, Monica.
So I've never bought a foot cream before. So I was excited to do this test. So we tested 3 foot creams. I think you may like them. You might find one you like.
Yes, I love them.
And from the least to the most expensive, they are. We tried the Sally Hansen Healing Foot Cream, the Body Shop Peppermint Cooling Foot Lotion, and the L'Occitane Shea Butter Foot Cream.
All
Ooh,
right.
L'Occitane.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and
for
chilling
sure.
there
yes.
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leon.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because yep. it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Ooh, well, my methodology and what I'm looking for. Basically, I'm looking for new feet. I'd like to go back 2 years before the surgery, and I just have so many feet issues. I mean, they're swollen, they're hot, they're itchy, they're dry, they're cracking. I want a cream that, I'm sorry, people, I just want to be honest with you. Rats go through a lot during the day, and my feet just hurt me, all right? At the end of the night, I have all sorts of things I do, all sorts of rituals. But I want a cream that heals.
What are you, Wiccan?
No. Sounds like that cozy cottage is a scary place to go at night. When you have rituals going on.
I do. I light candles. I actually do on the cozy coffee table. And underneath, I have stashed my separators for my toes. It stretches them out at the end of a hard day. And I do some spraying and some creaming. But anyway, I need a cream that heals, Monica. I need a cream that makes my feet feel better. I mean, pure and simple. All right, Monica, what are you looking for?
Okay. Well, I'm not quite looking for the healing powers of foot creams. I did want to indulge myself a little bit, but I have to talk about my methodology. And I have to ask you, do you think this is super cheap? Because, you know, rats, they're cheap. But at the Body Shop and at the L'Occitane, they have samples of all the products. So instead of buying the creams, because I wanted to test them first before I bought one, I just squirted like a big blob of the creams into a clean tissue, and then I folded it over. And when I left the store, I labeled it. I didn't want to label it in the store. So I had like a whole bunch of tissues wadded
greasy
up with
tissues,
blobs of cream in them. You know what? I figured if they didn't want you to sample it, they wouldn't put out the samples. So there you go.
It's not exactly
a
sample.
Yeah, they didn't want to steal it.
No, Monica, I know what you go through every week, so I can't really speak on this. But go ahead.
So here's what I'm looking for. I want my feet to feel pampered. I want them to feel smooth, but I don't want them to be greasy to the touch.
Okay, Monica, let's start with the Sally Hansen Healing Foot Cream. This is the most affordable cream we tested. It's $5.99 a tube. It has vitamins and tea tree oil. What I love about it, it has a light orange scent. Now, I love this. I was really surprised about this cream, Monica. And I did test this at the Rite Aid as I was fleeing the Supercut store after a very bad experience with operator number 6. And all I just want to tell you is I ran out of the store literally with the ends of my hair wet and that little piece of tissue they put around your neck. I literally ran to Rite Aid and got myself the Sally Hansen, brought it home, and put it on my ritualized counter there. And I felt so much better. I love this. One paw up for the Sally Hansen for $5.99.
Sheila, I also like the Sally Hansen. I bought it at Walgreens. I like the price, and I like the size, and I love the light citrus scent. Because I don't like things, I think I've said this a million times, that are heavily scented. But I was surprised my feet felt really smooth after an hour or so. You kind of have to let all this stuff sink in. I mean, what I did was I tested like one cream on one foot and one on the other. Then I put on the white cotton socks like they tell you to. And then I checked to see how they were like an hour later.
Very good.
I really liked the Sally Hansen. I thought it was great value for the money. I'm going to give it one paw up.
All right. Next, we have the Body Shop Peppermint Cooling Foot Lotion. It's pink, it's pepperminty, and this is expensive. It's $14 a bottle. The ingredient list includes peppermint, cocoa butter, and lanolin. Who doesn't love that? Because you have the cooling powers of the peppermint and the smoothing of the lanolin. Now, I was given this by a friend. I was given a whole foot setup, you know, with the separators. Thank God I have those. And, you know, the pumice stones and all of that. And then the cream. Now, all I want to tell you is, I know it sounds like a lot, $14, but this will last you years, the peppermint foot lotion. And you know why I love this so much, Monica? Because it cooled my feet after a hot day. Mm-hmm. My feet just swell up and burn. And that's what peppermint is.
Gosh. Do you ever hope to get a date? You are just going to have to stop talking about your feet in this dramatic way.
You know what? I wear socks in bed. Sorry.
It's a romance killer right there.
Okay. Forget what I said that. I two paws up for the peppermint foot lotion, Monica. I love this from the Body Shop.
Well, first of all, it reminded me of Pepto-Bismol, the color of it. So what I liked about it is the texture's a little bit different than the other two we tried. It was more of a lotion. And the other two kinds were thicker. They were creams. They're kind of good. So the lotion is better for slathering if you want to put a lot of it on. But it has a serious pepperminty scent.
Well, of course. It's called peppermint.
I know. I don't like that.
All right.
I'm sorry. I know you wanted me to try it.
I did.
I know you were raving about it, and I agreed to try it. But it smells a little bit like Vicks VapoRub on my feet. I'm sorry. I just don't apologize. The pepperminty smell was too much for me, and it kind of left my feet a little bit sticky. I'm going to give the Body Shop one paw down.
All right. That's all right. Let's go to the L'Occitane Shea Butter Foot Cream. Now, this stuff is thick and pricey. It's $25 a tube. But if you know the L'Occitane products, you know they're from France. They're very pure. You know, they're high end. Now, the shea butter is scented with lavender and mint. Monica, this was way too thick for me. I know people love shea butter, but I need that cream to go right into my feet and start the medicinal healing. I did not like this one paw down.
Ah, well, you know, at first I thought, I mean, it has a really, really strong herbal lavender scent, and it's very thick and very creamy, and I was pretty overwhelmed by the scent, and then I sort of doubted that my feet were really worth the price, and then I was worried I was going to attract bees. because it was so scented.
Do you get a lot of bees in your home?
Occasionally we go outside here in Portland.
Okay.
But something strange happened after I left this on for about an hour and the killer scent went away. My feet were incredibly smooth and soft.
Oh, well, that is quite an endorsement.
Then I think it was worth the money. This is, though,
wow.
I have to tell you that the scent is a little bit overpowering. But then when you put the white socks on, you know, the scent goes away.
So you'll be going back to L'Occitane and stealing dollops? Only kidding.
Possibly. I'm considering buying it at this point. So I'm going to give this one paw up. I can't give it two paws up because it was just a little bit too expensive, but it was my favorite of the three brands.
All right.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo. Yes. You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful, yeah, glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Okay. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... But you are going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's Framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
Okay, so let's recap our findings. We both like Sally Hansen, mm-hmm, but I love the Body Shop Peppermint. Monica endorses the L'Occitane Shea Butter Foot Cream. Tell the people what we're doing next week, Monica.
Frozen yogurt.
Oh, yes, for a nice, cool summer, you know, snack. And you know I do a lot of yogurting.
Yes, you're really an expert in this area.
I know. Oh, boy, I'm all over town searching for yogurt. So I can't wait to do this, Monica.
All right, you know, Sheila, let's just add one note with a footnote. Ha ha. We got an email from Adrian. She wanted to tell us that for Mother's Day, she got a pair of aloe vera socks.
Yummy.
So she said, they're socks made of really soft, fuzzy stuff. infuse with aloe vera.
Wow.
She said they feel fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
On her feet.
Thank you. Well, did she name a website?
No.
Oh, well.
Just aloe vera socks.
Well, look it up.
Gift.
Look it up. Aloe vera socks. Sounds good.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. All right.
All right, rats. Thank you very much. Foot cream. Now I know. Hey, Shil, can I ask the peppermint? Does it make your legs tingle? Is it a good little tingling?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what you, that's what you like.
I like that. I like the peppermint stuff.
Right. Good.
I agree with you. I like the peppermint stuff. All right. Wow. Well, that was some pretty heavy work. So we're going to take it breezy. In the next segment, we have the cozy couch coming up. Shil, what can we expect?
Oh, there's so much. Stress solvers, angel alert, and instant confidence, Leanne. What all women want.
That's what I need. Stay with us. You're listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
Crawl in the dust, so obscure and silently.
To know who's your satellite sister. You know why? Because we want to send you and your satellite sister on a trip for two to Seattle this summer to stay in a great hotel, eat great meals, and then spend the night with Jack Johnson.
Really?
Who wouldn't want to do that? That's right. We want to send you on a VTech Satellite Sisters Getaway Weekend.
Right. Here's how you enter, Leanne. It's really simple. You go to satellitesisters.com. There on the homepage, you'll see a box that says, enter here for the VTech Satellite Sisters Getaway Weekend. When you click through, all of the rules are there, the deadline is there, and you just have to email us your contact information and answer this question. Who is your satellite sister? Who do you pick up the phone and call when you just need to connect? You can enter every day, and the deadline is June 27th, 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, to be exact. One entry per day per email address. Go for it. We would love for you to win this fantastic prize.
The prize is incredible. First off, you and your satellite sisters will each receive a VTech cordless phone with the DECT 6.0 technology. We know, sisters, it's a DS6121 that gives it its clarity and range. We love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and all included, two round-trip tickets to Seattle, beautiful Friday night concert with Jack Johnson at the gorgeous Gorge Amphitheater, which is a beautiful outdoor venue. Then you have all weekend to spend in Seattle at the W Hotel. Those are your accommodations.
That is going to be great.
Really nice hotel and a Saturday night dinner for two, very special, at the Metropolitan Grill, which is right downtown there. All your transportation to and from the airport, to and from the concert are all included. Jack Johnson weekend.
Wow. Woo.
That is good.
I know. It's too bad we can't win, but we want you to win. And here's how you do that. Go to satellitesisters.com. Just click to enter. All of the instructions are there. Just send us an email. It's a random drawing, so it doesn't matter what you put in as your answer, but we'd love to see some interesting answers. You know, our goal here at Satellite Sisters is just to keep you and your satellite sister connected.
Sponsored by VTech Phones, no purchase necessary. For complete rules and contest deadline, visit satellitesisters.com.
This is Satellite Sisters to Go, and my name is Shila Dolan, and welcome everybody to On the Cozy Couch with Shila. Oh boy, Leanne, it's been a busy week.
Yeah.
And you know, I want to start the Cozy Couch this week with a little letter I got from Mimi in Minnesota. Hi, Shila. Just finished listening to your tips from the Cozy Couch, which included several tips about Pam and popsicle sticks.
Mm.
She enjoys that. Mimi wants me to warn her, though, when I'm going to tell a story as funny as Officer Rubbish say, because she is at work trying to appear like she's working.
Mm.
And then people from across the cube wall hear her shaking and laughing, and they get concerned. But Mimi took it one step further. She now buys Woman's World magazine. Good for you, Mimi. And she signed up for All You magazine. That's a girl after my own heart.
Wow, Mimi.
And her dream is to find one tip to clip that combines Pam, popsicle sticks, and pantyhose. That's right. And Mimi, we're still searching for that. But Mimi, before there was Woman's World and before there was All You, there was First magazine. That's right. First, healthy living made easy. And I've gone back to First this week for some smart you tips. So everybody breathe in deep, reach and snack. All right, First magazine, of course, Eva Longoria on the cover, belly fat cure. I don't think she needs that.
Mm-mm.
Definitely not. But we always need smart home solutions,
yep,
smart food solutions, and smart you solutions.
I didn't know they were that smart at first.
All right, Monica, you ready?
I am.
You know how you have all those cherished quilts at home hanging on wooden frames?
I cherish them.
How many walls are filled with quilts in your home? Many, I'm sure.
Many.
All right, and you've always wondered, what is the secret to dusting cherished quilts at home?
It's one of my biggest cleaning dilemmas.
Because you're unsure if vacuuming grandmother's hanging quilt would be too hard on the family keepsake, right? All right.
So or on grandma.
So Mimi, get ready. All right. Make sure no one's listening across the cube wall. Yes, indeed. You're going to stretch clean pantyhose over the leg of the opening of your vacuum's brush attachment. Yes, and secure it with one of my other favorite things, a rubber band. On the low setting, Mimi, you're going to place the brush on one area and absorb the dirt. Lift, don't drag, to grandma's, and then move to another section. The porous nylon allows dirt to be sucked in and protecting your delicate, cherished quilt. Woo!
Wow.
That is an amazing smart home solution.
It is. That's a keeper.
All right. You know, I was doing some spring cleaning the other day. And
with your pantyhose-covered vacuum cleaner?
And I found a sticky mess in my kitchen cupboard. Mm. The cause? Spill from stored honey. Darn it. I wanted to protect my cabinet, and I couldn't. The honey just spilled out all over. So this is a new home solution, Leon. You're going to take a pan, if you have one. I don't have one. And you're going to catch any leaks from your honey, your oils, your vinegars, and your other culprits by just putting it in an old cake pan, Leon. And that keeps all the bottles stored in one area and saves you from rummaging item to item, which I always do because I have three items. I don't know where to look.
Where's the turmeric?
And where's that other bottle of turmeric?
Where's the Mrs. Dash?
And where's the Mrs. Dash?
Where's the honey?
Oh, boy. All right. First magazine. I love this. You want to release trapped gas energy in Sirkin? I'm sorry. No, release trapped energy in seconds. It looks like she's releasing gas, but she's not. She's releasing energy. All right. Your husband called you at work this morning and said, what's for dinner tonight?
He does it every day. For 15 years. What's for dinner tonight?
Dinner tonight, you think? You've barely finished your muffin and morning cup of joe. Okay. When your brain is on vacation, which is a permanent state for me, you're going to position your hands in the middle and the index fingers on the rest just below your rib cage. There you go. Two fingers. And massage gently for 1 minute. Ooh, what? Because your mind is on vacation and something is happening. You don't know what to cook for dinner. Come on.
Are you all doing it now?
Come on.
This is the stupidest tip ever.
It's the ancient Chinese healing art of Qigong. Now, massaging the midway encourages your body to release toxins and gets blocked energy flowing freely. So now, let's talk dessert. I forgot how good these copywriters were at First Magazine.
Woo! Lasagna.
All right. Now, have you ever seen Leon core an iceberg lettuce, Monica? Have you seen her work magic with a knife? You better stay out of the way. Talk about leg gashes. She can go crazy when she takes a head of iceberg lettuce. Now, Leon, basically, you want to core it without wasting anything. So you're going to try to core your head of lettuce like this, Leon. You feel like you're removing half the leaves, too, at the same time. To isolate the core, get most of your hold the hand above the counter with the heart facing down and bang briskly against the surface a couple times. So you're going to smash it. Do you do that, Leon?
I do.
Oh, the core's going to pop out like a cork.
It does.
Oh, so you don't need a smart food solution.
No, I know it.
All right, so let's go to piping hotcakes for your hobby. Your husband's signature dish for Mother's Day brunch, flapjacks. Okay.
Right.
But last year he finished the batch and it was cold by the time he finished. He tried warming them in the oven, but they became dried out. This year, help him serve his breakfast just right, Leanne, by massaging your stomach and then going to bring him a pan of water in a saucepan. Then place the cakes on a heat-proof plate set on top. Make sure you're not on the phone when you do this.
Does it say that?
No, the steam created by this double boiler will keep the cakes straight from the stove delicious.
Whew. Oh. It's a lot of work for your own Mother's Day breakfast, if I do say so myself.
Do we have time for one more?
I think we do.
Okay. Yeah. You know, there's so many things to mend in your home. This is a first kitchen a test kitchen tip. All right, Monica?
Yes.
Put your chef's coat on and get ready. You want to mend that cracked cheesecake you just baked, right?
You know I do.
It's got a huge crack right down the middle, all right? Now, Sherry wrote in, and she said she opened her oven to find her cheesecake had split down the middle.
I'm rubbing my stomach.
Get out your rubber bands and pantyhose. Now, determined to bind it back together, she took some pantyhose. No. She didn't take. She searched the house and rummaged, and she found a 3-inch-wide ribbon. Now, the cake had cooled, Leanne, and she wrapped the ribbon around it and secured it with a paper clip. And then put the dessert in the fridge. This is a lot of mending. The ribbon's pressure actually fused the gash. Ooh. Hey, Sherry, can you come to my house and fuse my leg gash from the chicken plate that flew? I need to be mended big time. All right, I am too relaxed at this point. I just want to give you some solutions this week on the Cozy Couch. Ooh, I hope you've enjoyed them.
Oh,
and,
Sheila, I have.
You know, just so much can happen with pantyhose. Yeah. It really can.
Mimi, thanks for your
letter. Yeah, thanks for your letter. Keep them coming.
You know, you can always write to us at satellitesisters.com. There's tons of stuff going on at our website. We always have special audio going up. We have news. There's, of course, Sister Spot, our blog, where we're, every day we have new postings going up. There's Book Spot posting there now. We have pictures of our Gracie dresses. And, we have a chance for you to enter the most fantastic Satellite Sisters contest. You and your satellite sister can win a getaway to Seattle this summer to hang out at the W Hotel, eat great food, and spend the night with Jack Johnson. Who wouldn't want to do that? So that is brought to you by VTech Phones, and you can go to our website, satellitesisters.com, to find out all the rules. You can enter once a day. So you're going to want to go to the site at least once a day.
There you go.
All right, well, our sisters, that was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun, team.
I'm going to go rub my tummy a little bit more so I can figure out what's good for dinner. What's good for dinner? What should I make for dinner?
The answer's there, Liam.
What should I make for dinner? We'd like to thank our engineer, Kia Renee, for always being here, being a life coach for us when we're when we don't know what to do and we didn't know how to rub our own tummies. Thanks, Kia. And don't forget, call your satellite sister.